There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
This is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. I think we could tick the unusual from the checklist today as we played Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. I do wonder how and why that song still gets any sort of love whatsoever. And I'm a massive, and I do mean this, I'm a massive Paul McCartney fan. I'm a massive Beatles fan. But I am, this song really, really just makes me wonder, what is that about? I should have played maybe Slade, Here It Is, Merry Christmas, but instead I chose to torture everybody with Wonderful Christmas Time. I did hear it get a cover this week when I was in the store doing some shopping, and it was I don't know who it was, but it was a female artist, and it sounded a lot better. But I don't know, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. I like the sentiment, but it kind of sounds like he kind of makes the song up as he's going along. So just wanted to share that torture with everybody, because you probably have only heard it, you know, 50 to 100 times so far this season. Now, wanted to also mention to everyone before we get started that I did a pre-recorded interview this week on FYI Politics with Brett Johnson, and I think it's going to be airing this Wednesday. I don't, unless that's changed, I don't know. But that's going to be a very interesting – I mean, it's not a super long interview, but it's a very nice interview, and it talks a little bit about the show, and that's going to be on. And FYI Politics with Brett Johnson airs weekdays, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time, right here on AM 950. We even got Sasha asking a question during it, and trying. It was clear, Sasha, that you were trying to just kind of screw me up over there with, you know, I see you all the time. You never ask me any questions, and then you just get on and just start grilling me. I don't know what that's about, but
I didn't mean to grill you. I'm sorry. No.
I think you have it out for me. There's twice now that you barely let me in the building, and now there's this. So there's clearly an agenda happening, and I just know I'm watching you. I'm keeping my eye on you. You know, just it's
all good vibes here.
I bet there is. I bet there is. So anyway, you know, wanted to just kind of keep – this is my last show of the year, and I wanted to keep things, you know, light and fun. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about on occasion, you know, obviously spirits of family, whatever, and I don't know about you all, but I consider – my pet very much part of the family, certainly not anything lesser than a family member. And so that's why I wanted to bring in our guest today. Rob Guttrow is an author, paranormal investigator, and medium with Inspired Ghost Tracking of Maryland. He's become known as a pet medium, although he communicates with pets and people who have passed. Since he was a child, he could receive messages from ghosts or spirits who have crossed over. He wrote the books Pets and the Afterlife, Pets in the Afterlife 2, Ghosts and Spirits, Lessons Learned from Talking to the Dead, to teach others how ghosts and spirits communicate with the living and to give proof of the afterlife. Rob also wrote about the ghosts he met on vacation and Ghosts of England on the Medium's Vacation, Kindred Spirits, How a Medium Befriended a Spirit, and Case Files of Inspired Ghost Tracking. As a scientist, he also provides some scientific explanations about how energy is the baseline for the afterlife and the medium that entities use to communicate. Rob, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you for having me, Greg. Nice to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. And I'd like to invite everyone to join into the conversation, whether to ask Rob a question or share a story about your own experience with your pet communicating with you after they've passed. You can call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Also, we are live in the studio, and you can watch us on Facebook. You can watch us at facebook.com/AM950radio. You can leave a comment in the chat if you want to ask Rob a question that way, or you can reach us through email. You can email us comment@AM950radio.com. That's comment@AM950radio.com. And, you know, Rob, I'm not really sure where to begin because there's so much to talk about here. And I think what we're going to try to do is try to keep it as much to pets today as possible, only because, you know, there's a lot of furry little friends out there that would like to talk about. And I wanted to quickly share a situation I had this week. As I believe you know, I'm a paranormal investigator also. And one night this week, I couldn't sleep. And one of the things I decided to do was pull out my spirit box, as one does. And for those who don't know, it's that little radio that rapidly scans through radio frequencies. And from there, the belief is that you can ask questions and spirits will respond. You know, that's one of my favorite pieces of equipment. And I just had the headphones on. I wasn't recording it. I had the headphones on so I could hear it a little bit differently, a little bit better. And I was kind of in a somber mood. And one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is my cat AJ, who I had to put down in September of 2019, you know, and thinking about how with everything going on in my life at the time, with my own mom passing and whatnot, that she was I didn't feel like she got the care she deserved by the time that I had to put her down, because there was a lot happening and I always felt guilty about that. And I said that. I purposely asked for her to come through. I said to her, you know, I'm so sorry, you know, just the same thing I just said. And through the spirit box was this meek female voice that said, "You tried." And I thought, you know, and I'm not one to, you know, I mean, honestly, it's only if I really, you know, hear it, I'm going to even bring it up. But I just thought, wow, that, you know, that in a way, that's exactly how I expect her to sound. But secondly, you know, it just made me feel like, you know, even if it was random radio frequency coming through, first of all, it's two words. It's kind of tough on a spirit box like that. But I thought, wow, that's incredible. And, you know, that's something you deal with every day, but you do it through mediumship.
Yeah, that's right. I basically use my head to hear that.
Right. So tell us a little bit, because one of the things that we had talked about prior to the show was the difference between a psychic and a medium, and what you're able to do.
Sure. And I also want to tell you the difference between a ghost and a spirit.
Yes.
I've come to discern. So the difference between a psychic and a medium is a medium can communicate with people and pets who passed. We can tune into that energy. That's really all we can do. A psychic is someone that can tune into the energies of the past, the present, and the future, and they're able to help you make decisions in the future. Mediums can't do that because we only talk to people that passed. And so I don't have that gift.
The gift you have is pretty incredible as it is. But you also mentioned in your bio, you said, like, you know, you talk to spirits, a ghost spirits, or spirits who have crossed over. That's interesting. So are you saying that you're not able to – the spirit literally has to cross over before you can have the ability to speak with them, or –
No, I have decided that I needed to identify what happens in the afterlife by location. So what happens is our physical energies combine with our memories, our personality, and our knowledge, and we choose to either stay here earthbound at a fixed location that we're familiar with, and that's what I call an earthbound ghost. Normally, everybody crosses over into the light, and that is what I call a spirit. So a ghost is earthbound, and a spirit has crossed over and can actually appear anywhere in the world at any time. Ghosts can't move from their fixed location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you've written a number of books and you know, if we're going to talk about the pet side of it, what is it that really got you to really break down the whole communication and decide to do these books about pets and the afterlives?
Well, I had a puppy that was tragically killed in 2005, and his leash opened when I was walking him, and he ran in front of a car. And I had these abilities starting from when I was 13 years old, but I never paid attention to them, really. When he passed, the day he passed, he started sending me signs immediately. And he really reawakened all of these abilities. And I had written everything down that he sent me. I mean, he made things move. I saw a visible sign of him, not all on the same day. He sent me musical signs. He sent me chance encounter another dog that looked exactly like him. And when that happens, it means that they're leading you in spirit to see that other dog, so you will know they're with you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a whole bunch of different ways.
Mm-hmm. And so do you find that you're getting a lot of people? Well, actually, why don't we do this? Because the time is running away on this segment. I'm going to pick up this question when we come back, and we're going to take our first break right now. We're talking Rob Guttrow. We're talking about pets in the afterlife. We're talking about what happens when your pet passes. And we're going to come back. We're going to have more with him. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
Minnesota's own appliance specialists are celebrating the close of 2020 with 10% discounts on thousands of top-rated and in-stock appliances. Then save more with safe free delivery and haul away from our trusted specialists. Enjoy year-end appliance savings from Warner Stellion.
Hi, Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz here. We're in an unprecedented battle against the COVID-19 virus. The state of Minnesota is doing everything possible to keep you safe, but we need your help. We need you to stay home, flatten the curve on COVID. Let's get through this thing together.
Hi, it's Tom. Solar power is more important than ever as a long-term investment for yourself and your community. And that's why I trust All Energy Solar to provide a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system. But several key incentives that make solar available will be sunsetting in 2021. So now is the time to get your solar project on the books. All Energy Solar can walk you through the process using their zero-contact virtual evaluation process. Financing options are available to those who qualify. So go green and start saving at allenergysolar.com today.
Whether you're shopping for yourself or a family member of any age, music lessons at School of Rock Eden Prairie make the perfect holiday gift. Your choice of guitar, bass, drums, keys, or vocal lessons offered online or socially distanced in person. We'll give you a free lesson for every 4 lessons you buy. Just mention you heard it on AM 950. Visit EdenPrairie.SchoolOfRock.com or click on the link on AM950Radio.com.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
This is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design and Drink in the Style. You may not realize it, but a trained, skilled interior designer cannot just beautify your space, they can functionify it as well. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a thing. So why not check out HabitationDesign.com and see if it looks like we're right for you. If it does, give us a call and let's schedule an appointment, in person or virtually, to make your home exceptional. HabitationDesign.com.
Rudy Luther Toyota's top-notch service department will keep your car ready for winter driving. Now through the end of January, get a Toyota TruStart battery replacement and installation with 24-month roadside assistance coverage for as low as $139.95. Offer excludes hybrid batteries. Also, Rudy Luther Toyota has your oil change and filter. 5 quarts with conventional oil is $39.95, and 5 quarts with synthetic is $61.95. These deals run through January. Get the service and maintenance you deserve at a great price at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you very much for joining us. Our guest today is author, paranormal investigator, and medium Rob Guttrow, and also a meteorologist, if that still is the case, right?
Don't blame me for the weather, though.
Well, okay. Well, we'll try not to. Quite the hurricane season, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a phenomenal, record-breaking hurricane season like we've never seen before. And I can tell you that we are going to see more of that kind of behavior out of the atmosphere.
I believe it. And, you know, for I think a lot of us having to work from home because of COVID and everything else that goes around with that, I mean, weather's always been a fascinating topic to me. So I've been watching a lot of Weather Channel. And, every storm, you know, they send people out and they're out there live getting blown around. And I watch every moment of it all, even if it's all nighters, I watch it. I'm so fascinated by it, and it's so unprecedented. It was pretty crazy. Now, you know, that's part of, you know, what you do, and you talk about taking the science and taking the mediumship and trying to kind of fuse those in some cases, so it helps explain some stuff. How do people react to that?
Well, in the paranormal field, they certainly understand it because we're all looking for explanations about how things and why things happen. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's not something you should openly discuss with scientists because they're going to be skeptical.
Yeah,
everybody needs to have it proven. But I will tell you though that the weather is a contributing factor to ghostly and even spiritual energy. If you think about it, there's a lot of energy in the atmosphere, whether it's movement of the atmosphere, whether it's rain or snow, lightning, all of those things enhance activity, paranormal activity. And if you think about it, a bolt of lightning is actually hotter than the surface of the sun. As you go further out away from the surface of the sun, it gets even hotter. But a bolt of lightning is hotter than the surface of the sun. So think about that. A lot of energy.
Lots, yeah. And that people get struck by it.
Yeah, and they're lucky to survive if they do. but ghosts and spirits both use energy, and that's really the foundation of my explanations of the book, in my books. So they use these physical energies of heat, light, water, and electricity. They draw on those. And ghosts use negative emotional energy of fear, anxiety, depression, and anger, and that helps empower them. While spirits who crossed over, like your grandmother perhaps, mm-hmm. They draw on love, faith, and hope.
Okay.
So it's all about energy and how they use it.
Mm-hmm. Which also makes sense that you often find places that have a lot of activity if you're by some kind of body of water, whether it be a river mm-hmm. or a stream or something like that. And, what about pets, right? Obviously the animals. And when it comes to them reaching out to you, do you get random animals coming up to you? And I mean ones that have passed trying to reach out to you?
Occasionally, but usually it has to be – usually they're associated with or next to their pet parent.
Okay. So they stay with them. They stay – like when pets pass, mm-hmm. they stay loyal, and they're still with their owners.
They do. There are occasions that if a pet is a pet can reach out to me in advance, knowing that I'm going to actually see their parent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened on a couple of occasions. In one particular instance, I was at a pet expo, and a woman came up to me and told me that she was grieving because her dog, her black French bulldog, had passed a year before. She never got any signs from her dog. And I said, hold on, I will try to tune into your dog. And I did. And I said, your dog said, if you wait 15 minutes in this spot, you will see a sign from him. And she was, you know, she didn't believe me. Mm-hmm. But she said, okay, listen, I'll stand here and I'll see what happens. I'm just desperate. So within 15 minutes, the only black French bulldog in the entire Pet Expo that day walked down that aisle.
Wow.
And she was bowled away. And she said, oh, my God, there is no other black French bulldog here. And I said, well, this is your sign, because dogs lead us to another dog that looks like them, just like cats and horses and birds do.
I was going to say it has I had to wonder if it was going to be a very draining experience for you if you have this connection with animals and you're going to some pet expo. I mean, it seems like that you could be clobbered over there, because I hear it so often from all mediums that, you know, you have to be very careful going different places, including like malls and stuff, getting people's energy, getting spirit energy. I mean, that's probably, you know, if you have a lot of animals who are vying for their owners, loved ones, whatever you want to call them, for their attention, that I'm sure that they would love to be like, hey, can you get my owner over here? Can you let him know I'm here, sort of thing?
Yeah, it's usually, though, and they wait until the pet parent comes to me, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I did have another experience just last year when I did a fundraising rescue for an animal rescue up in New Hampshire. And I was on a plane. I had to fly from Maryland, where I live, up to New Hampshire. And as soon as the plane landed, I heard this dog calling me, and she kept telling me her name was Missy. This is in my Pets in the Afterlife 3 book, by the way, that's coming out next month.
coming soon.
But Missy was adamant that I need to talk to her mom and tell her mom that she is around. So this was when the plane is landing, and I'm like, I'm trying not to say anything out loud, but talking to her in my head. And I said, okay, Missy, I get it. When I got to the rescue and I pulled up in my rental car, Missy was right there at the door, and I saw her, and I walked in, and there were two women that came an hour early, and I said, excuse me, are one of you two associated with Missy, a dog that passed in the last 2 months? And a woman just sat there with her mouth open. She said, oh, my God, Missy was my dog. She passed 2 months ago. How did you know that? And so she was actually – it turns out she was actually coming along with her friend who urged her to go. And then Missy actually showed me or told me what the living dog looks like that woman still has. And she was blown away by that, too. And she said, how do they do that? I said, because they convey messages through images, and they hear words because they grow up in a home, and they hear our words. They get to understand them. They can feel and read emotions. They can convey pictures. There's all kinds of ways that pets can communicate.
And, you know, that's something, too, maybe that we'll talk a little bit more about in an upcoming segment here, because the idea of how well we can communicate with animals when they're alive, you know, mm-hmm. it's such an amazing thing. And so, I mean, it's something that, you know, I hope that people don't ever take for granted, because it is so that really shows that bond and shows what it's all about. We're going to take another break here, and I urge people, if you've had any sort of run-in or experience with what you think might have been your pet after they passed, send us a note. I'd love to hear about it. I think Rob would too. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We're going to be right back.
Are you remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Do you believe in ghosts? Ever wondered if aliens from other planets visit the Earth? Have you ever thought about whether Bigfoot is real? My name is Greg Bakken, and on my new show, Ghost Box Radio, we'll have these conversations about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual, bringing together guests who are experts in these fields. Join me every Sunday at 4 p.m. for Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on AM 950. Even if you're a skeptic.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world.
Nightingale at 26th and Lindale is open for takeout and delivery. Their inventive, delicious dinner menu is available until 10 p.m. daily. Favorites include the burger and fries, ginger tamari chicken wings, chocolate pot de crème, and more. Takeout or delivery orders can be made at nightingalempls.com or by calling 612-354-7060. The award-winning Hazel's Northeast is back and offering some of the most creatively prepared comfort food you'll find. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, weekend brunch, or dinner, their delicious, classically inspired dishes are always made from scratch. Located off 29th and Johnson, Hazel's is open Wednesdays through Saturdays 8 to 8 and Sundays 9 to 2. Make your reservation now at hazelsne2go.com.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake would like to say Pinigigi for all your support these last 3 years. We discuss national and local Native news and events. Weekly correspondents bring us updates and information from all over Turtle Island.
Native Roots Radio I'm Awake is supported by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, dedicated to redefining high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays live 1 to 3. Free Leonard Peltier.
Hi, this is Laura. 2020 has been marked by a virus, growing evidence of the climate crisis, a political uprising, and many of us are feeling unsettled. Together, we get by with a little help from our friends. Together, we find the resilience to meet the moment. Regenerative economics holds great promise for improved systems. Instead of a dog-eat-dog world, let's create a trust economy, one that honors the earth and sees the limitless value of each individual. When we buy from each other, we know each other. Go to AM950radio.com and see the wonderful independent businesses AM950 relies on to exist. These businesses are more than advertisers. They are our friends. We all get by with a little help from our friends. Help us build the AM950 business ecosystem. If you know of a company, service, or product that belongs in the AM950 community, let me know. Laura at AM950radio.com, or you may also call the station 952-946-8885. AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghost Box Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostBox, you can see me do a live Spirit Box session as I try to reach out to your loved ones. Maybe we'll try for some pets. So I think we've tried that before. Now, I don't guarantee responses, but I do guarantee respectful communication with spirits. This is a very interactive time. Why don't you join me tonight at 10 p.m. Central Time for my live Spirit Box session and see what it's like for yourself? If you want to send me a note, ask me a question, or need help for a paranormal investigation or your business or home, and please know, if you need our help, it is free. We don't charge for anything like that at all. We do this so that we can help. Send me an email. You can send an email to me. Greg at ghostboxradio.com. It's Greg at ghostboxradio.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at GregBurt007. And if you are watching the Facebook live stream, all that information is on there. Also, if you miss Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken Live, AM 950 kindly replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, whatever. We're all over the place. Check it out. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. That'd be great if you could do that, please. It gets more people to listen. Our guest today is author, paranormal investigator, and medium Rob Guttrow, and one of the things you and I have in common, Rob, amongst many, is that we both have a love for the United Kingdom.
Yes.
I know that wasn't a great question. You're just like, and what else do I say beyond that?
No, I really do. Actually, my husband loves the Tudor period and all that.
Yes.
And so we planned two trips there back in 2012, 2013, and I really didn't know anything about in British history.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, sure, you know, I'll go. It's a vacation. Why not? I wouldn't mind exploring castles and all that stuff. So we went, and long story short, everywhere we went, there was a dead person that wanted to talk to me. And
yeah.
I could not ignore them.
No, of course not. And I mean, you know, and
And a little history lesson, Rob. I mean, British were a big part of what eventually became the United States. Just want to let you know that also. And, you know, you said you didn't know history, so I thought I'd fill you in, you know, how that goes. So have you ever heard of Alexandra Palace in London?
Which palace?
Alexandra.
No, I have not.
So Alexandra Palace is a big – it's not necessarily a palace. It was built back in the 1800s around Queen Victoria time. It eventually – and this is where it's a love for myself, a big fan and a big passion for British television, especially the older stuff. I work with a group in the UK that looks for lost British television, so much had been lost. But Alexandra Palace is the birthplace of BBC television. They took up the second floor of one of the wings of Alexandra Palace in the 1950s – or shoot, 1930s, because they did all the experimentation with the different types of television before they decided which one to use. And because of – I know somebody who knows people at the palace, they gave us a really in-depth tour of the place, and we went down – the basement where no one goes. I mean, it's just off limits. So we went down to the basement, and there's no electricity there, nothing at all. And I pull out my K2 because, you know, as you know, we just carry that stuff with us all the time.
Sure.
And it starts going crazy. And I said to our tour guide, she runs the place, and I'm like, are you sure that there is no electricity down here? She goes, no, this place – because part of it actually is derelict because there was a fire that went through years ago. She goes, no, there's nothing here. And it was responding to us and everything else. And it was such an amazing experience to go down there. And I haven't done – for myself, I haven't done a whole lot of investigation down or over in the UK as much as I'd like to. You know, and mm-hmm. So I think one of the times that we have you back, I think we should just focus on your investigations, what you ended up finding over there, because it's there is so much history, and I could only imagine how much came through. And the question I do have regarding that, those spirits that wanted to talk to you, or ghosts, or whichever they were, what was the oldest that how do you know how the farthest back that they went? Because I mean, England has such a long history. Are you talking only 1800? Are you talking before that?
It was before that. I mean, they were all from all different centuries, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So none of them were after the Norman period, which is, I believe, was 1100 AD. I mean, none of them were before the 1100 AD. They were all after that. But they were from various centuries.
Now, and that's why we got to have you back on to talk about this, because this is like pretty fascinating. I want to go back to pets, though, real fast. And I had a question that came in through the chat, and Anne has a question. She's like, she's not sure. And this is the question we have for you, Rob, is are you able to pick up the emotion from current and like living animals? You know, so like you were able to maybe pick up what they're feeling. Are you able to communicate with the living animals kind of the same way you do with animals that have passed?
Yeah, no, the answer is no, because that is another different gift.
Yes.
That is one that animal communicators have. Animal communicators communicate with living animals.
Mm-hmm.
And as a medium, I'm only able to connect with animals that passed. I do pick up the energy from my own dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can understand what they're trying to say before they even want it. but that's about living in proximity to them and understanding their habits and so forth. But animal communicators differ from mediums because animal communicators deal with the living.
Okay. Then because Anne's question had to do with anxiety of her dog and kind of wondering where that came from. And I mean, that is something that, you know, we run into on occasion is trying to figure out what is going on in our pet's brain a little bit. Yeah, it's something else. I mean, and as far as like you being able to kind of have a better communication with your own pet, is that part of your mediumship, do you think, or is that just that strong bond between pet and owner?
I think it's the bond. And also, we've been doing dog rescue for 10 years, so we've been fostering and transporting and adopting and so forth. So meeting a lot of dogs. And two of the dogs, the two dogs that we have now, we lost two dogs, by the way, this year, which was a terrible, horrible year for our family. They were teenagers, too. They were both 16. But the two current dogs that we have, both of them were rescues, and both of them came from abusive households. So they had to unlearn some of the things. So that all plays into it. But if your dog is dealing with anxiety, dogs have been prescribed medication for anxiety. As a matter of fact, I have three friends that have dogs that are on medication for anxiety. Mm-hmm. So it is a real thing with dogs because, as I wrote in my Pets in the Afterlife 1 book, scientific studies have been proven by a neuroscientist that have proven that pets have the same exact emotions as humans, including love.
It's not surprising. It's not surprising. And, you know, especially as we get into this, and I feel like I'm going to veer a little bit off topic, but, especially this time of year when people buy pets as presents and whatnot, and that whole, you know where I'm going. And I don't see pets as anything less than valued members of your family.
Exactly.
And if anyone who just thinks it's fun to have a rabbit, fun to have a dog, and then gets bored with them, first of all, if you get bored with your pet, I don't want to know you. You know, I really don't. I mean, it's
exactly
one of the things that I remember growing up was and my mom was just being careful for us kids, but she's always like, if there's a fire, just don't worry about the cats, just get out and whatever. And to myself, it's like, how can I not worry about the cats? Of course I'm going to worry about the cats, and now if there was a fire in the house or something, I'd find my cat Linus, and I'd probably perish because I will do whatever I can to find him. I would not leave without him.
I'm with you.
As
a matter of fact, Greg, I just wrote a blog about from a rescue perspective about 8 things to know before you decide to adopt a dog. Do not ever give a dog as a present because it is a lifelong commitment. Our dogs were 16 years old when they passed this year.
Mm-hmm.
16 years of your life, you have to modify your life. It's not like giving a radio to somebody.
No.
And people don't get it.
And the whole thing too, because you're a dog person, right? I mean, am I fair to say that, right? I mean, you're all pets, but a dog. I'm a cat person primarily. And, the people who say, well, cats don't need a lot of attention because they just go do their own thing and, they just, sit. They don't want anything to do with you. I'm sorry. I've never known anything to be completely untrue as that because my cats, all of them throughout my entire life, have wanted love. They wanted attention. They wanted to be near me. I'm their world. That's not being ego. That's just the fact. They don't see anyone else or they rarely see anyone else. I am their world. So it actually gets a little daunting sometimes when you think about it that level because it's like it makes me like, what can I do so that you are happy being here, that you've chosen to be with me, you've chosen to want to still interact with me.
Sure. And I also urge people to write a will and put a stipulation about what happens to your pets after you pass. We did that. Years and years ago. It's really important to do that. If I travel somewhere, the first thing I worry about is my kids with 4 legs.
Yep.
So I
just recently was thinking about them. I referred to them to someone as like the ones that have passed. I referred to them as my kids. I've never done that before. And I thought, wow. And that for some reason, and I don't know, maybe it's because I was talking with you this week. I was knowing I was going to talk to you. That especially the ones who have passed have been on my mind a lot this week, and it's been a lot of their urns are right in my bedroom. They're not in bed with me. It's not like I filled my pillow with their ashes or something. I'm not that weird, but I don't know. It's pretty crazy, and I love the idea that you can that you in particular, and I think a lot of us can, but you in particular have had such success being able to communicate with them, especially the one started off for you, your dog who was hit by the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's amazing what pets can tell you from the other side. I've had a pet describe a woman's grandfather to a T, all the way down to all the clothes that he used to wear. And all the time, he used to wear the same outfit, and this is what the dog told me, and the woman was just blown away. By the way, pets, once they pass, some of them can become your spirit guide, which
I believe
means they help influence you to do different things. Buzz has become one of mine.
I'm going to stop you there, but because I want to talk more about this in particular when we get back. That's on my list of things to talk about. We're going to be back. We'll take our final break. We're with Rob Guttrow. This is Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950, and we'll be right back.
Thanks to all who've become members of AM 950. You've helped ensure AM 950 will stay on the air through 2021. It's simple to become a member. Go to am950radio.com, click on the membership button, and sign up. Through the holidays, become a new member with either a $25 one-time donation or a $10 recurring donation, and AM 950 will read a special message from you on the air this holiday season. If you make a $50 one-time donation or a $25 recurring donation, you'll get a copy of the first ever AM 950 calendar. Head over to am950radio.com for more information, and thank you very much for your support.
Hami dake bi Madison Hanmiacha or Yatim Mithalaki Ogwala Nabirawakatwan Avichak Yapikshto. Hello, my relatives. My name is Madison Han, and I'd like to remind you of the ways we can keep each other safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Right now, COVID cases are higher in number than ever before in our communities, making it more important to follow safety guidelines than ever before. Each individual choice we make will have widespread consequences for all of us. Being safe helps keep people out of the hospital. Help those around you by doing the following. Wear a mask and make sure your mask covers your mouth and nose. Social distance in public as best as you can. Get tested if you are possibly exposed to COVID. And stay home if you feel sick. Remember, our choices directly affect the health of our family, friends, and community. Free masks are available. Visit ramseycounty.us/a mask for everyone. This information guide is brought to you by Ramsey County and Ramsey County Investment and Support Efforts.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
And Ghost Box Radio returns on January 10th with our guest, Alexandra Holzer. Her father left behind a large body of work and of research, and that is being examined in the Travel Channel series, The Holzer Files. But his daughter is not only carrying on the work, but is forging her own way with her own research. And we're going to catch up with her in 2021. There's a lot to talk about. And hopefully that she will come back on occasion, because I'd love to go through some of the cases that both she's picked up from her father and some of his original stuff. And he's kind of considered to be, the father of paranormal research, at least the modern day father of paranormal research. That's going to be January 10th. For our final segment, we return to our guest today, author and paranormal investigator and medium Rob Guttrow. And before we get back to Rob, I do want to kind of point out, as someone pointed out to me on the Facebook page, that last week I did post a photo that Matt McNeil had shared, and he got me on his show to talk about some sort of possible ghostly encounter. And both him and I really doubt that it was necessarily truly spirit or whatever, but it's still on my Facebook page, on my facebook.com/MNGhostBox. If you want to check it out and put your opinion in there, you know, I don't think there's a right or wrong opinion per se, but we certainly gave our opinion on it. And I want to thank Matt for, reaching out and putting me on and also continually talking about me. And the Matt McNeil Show airs Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. And I do appreciate the support very much so. So, Sasha, a quick question for you. Do you have any pets?
I do. I have two cats.
Now, have you had any pets that have passed, that like growing up or anything?
Only fish, thankfully. So,
well, Rob, has you ever gotten anything like a fish or anything? And I got to be careful when I say this because I don't want to sound – it sounds like I'm mocking it, but I'm not, because I totally buy in on it. But, you know, has there been any sort of animal that come through that you'd kind of think, oh, I don't, you know, that's kind of an odd animal to come through?
Well, I have communicated with rats and with gerbils and rabbits. So any animal that is really domesticated that hangs around people, mm-hmm, can communicate with me, because I can't communicate with wild animals because they're not familiar with humans and how we work, how we speak, our emotions. They're not familiar with any of that, so it's hard to communicate with them.
And I suppose a fish not so much, because fish, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but fish doesn't have the consciousness or the whereabouts of, say, a cat or a dog or some, where there is a thought process. With, you know,
there is a thought process, and you know, I honestly haven't studied fish. I've studied cats and dogs a lot, and mm-hmm, horses and birds, but I would say that probably the simplest way for a fish to come to you would be into a dream, because that's the simplest way that any kind of spirit can come to you, and you just have to ask them. By the way, within 2 weeks they will come to you usually. Or that fish can lead you to find another fish that looks like it.
That's something.
Yeah. So there's many, many ways that pets can communicate. So I'm not sure about the intelligence of fish, but certainly birds and horses and cats and dogs have been doing that for a long, long time.
And like you said, it has to do with that connection, right, between the owner and the pet. And that's, like you said, one reason why that wild animals, that's not the same sort of thing. It's where there's that bond that happens that's irreplaceable.
Yes, absolutely.
Now,
needs to be domesticated in order for me to understand them.
That makes sense. Now, I was just kind of – I wanted to make sure that people know, first of all, that you have, like I said, a number of books out there. Mm-hmm. They're available. Would I be wrong to say that perhaps the best place to pick up those books would be your Amazon author page, right?
That's correct.
And that's amazon.com/author/Rob Guttrow. I'm sure you could just type in Rob's name, R-O-B-G-U-T-R-O. You'll get all of his – you'll be able to get all of his books. I have a few of them myself. You know, please support him. Please support all that. And you also – you're doing a blog, Ghosts and Spirits Insight, you're updating on a regular basis.
I do. Actually, people can get to that blog by just typing in petspirits.com.
Okay.
I have a shortcut. So petspirits.com works, and robguttrow.com works. So, I do post something usually every other day, but lately I've been finding a lot to write about, including today's. I put two blogs today. One is the 8 things you need to go through the checklist before you adopt a pet.
That's so nice.
Everybody may want to share that one a lot.
I will. I'll put that out there when I get back home. I'll put that on my pages so people could see, you know, kind of getting, because that's a great one for this time of year also. And then you have a couple pages on Facebook as well. Ghosts and Spirits, Insight from a Medium, and also Rob Guttrow, Author Medium, right?
Yes.
And then
all they have to do is type in G-U-T-R-O on Google, and my name is really strange, so it's a massacred French name, so it's easy to find me.
I don't know if it's strange. It's
unique.
I remember the last time I had you on, I said it wrong the entire time until you very politely just said your name and I got the hint. I was calling it the wrong thing the entire time, and that's, you know, there's nothing more embarrassing than that, to be very honest. You know, and then your third installment of Pets in the Afterlife, that will be – was that available then in January?
I'm hoping it'll be ready in January. I just got the cover back last week, and the cover has my two dogs that passed this year.
Oh.
They are on the cover, and they'll be walking over a rainbow bridge. That was my idea for the book cover. But,
That's really nice.
So there are other ways that pets communicate, and my books are filled with them. But you know, sometimes people may smell them, just like you would smell like maybe your grandmother's perfume or the favorite thing she used to bake. One woman told me that she smelled wet dog like a couple months after her dog passed away. Her dog used to go into the pond behind her house. He would always come back to the door, doggy door, and he smelled like wet dog. And she was thinking of him, and she smelled wet dog. And that was her. That was a sign from her dog, letting her know that he's still very much around.
It's amazing how and it's, I suppose, too, it's like once you make that connection, that it's always with you, isn't it? That's your pet coming through.
Yes, absolutely.
It's absolutely. It's absolutely astounding. It's already, we're already out of time, and it moves very quickly. So Rob Guttrow is a gifted author, paranormal investigator, and medium. To get any of his books that cover everything from Ghosts in the UK to Pets in the Afterlife, and there's so much more, like we just said, go to Amazon, type in his name, Rob Guttrow, and you're going to see a lot of very, very good books. Rob, thank you so much for joining us today, and let's have you back and talk about all the other subjects too soon.
That would be great, Greg, and I appreciate you and Sasha making this happen tonight.
Absolutely. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you all for inviting me into your AM 950 family. This is Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.